listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 15th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. Good to be here, and I'm really looking forward to tonight.
I'm looking forward to it as well. We're going to have a special guest, and I'm so excited. But also, I want to give a shout-out to those that are joining us live. We also want to thank those that take the time out of their week to catch up with us from the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we are very excited to welcome our card keeper herself, Wendy. Wendy White, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here live with everybody.
So happy to have you. And I'm so excited. I mean, again, for those who don't already know, Wendy here, she is our card keeper. And we say that because she has volunteered to track the different cards that people get each and every week. And then we see if there's any patterns, any repeat messages. And so we're at that kind of midpoint of the year. We're going to catch up. We're going to have a good conversation. We're going to get Dr. Vicki in here. She's going to talk some tarot. And so, I'm going to follow your lead. Take us away.
Well, just to recap, Dr. Douglas Kelly's Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards, followed by a tarot card, is something we do for folks near the end of our program every week. And I've been tracking, I know Wendy's been tracking, this time from December 17th. And it's just the way the Wednesdays fell. So December 17th to July 8th, which was last week. So those are the weeks that we're tracking and looking for patterns or any highlights in our collective consciousness. And Wendy does more for individuals than I do. It's a little hard for me with the tarot and 78 cards. But Wendy, take it away. What have you gleaned from your assessment of the last 6-7 months?
Well, I feel like this has been the first, like, very exciting 6 months. Because, okay, well, you'll hear. Do you want me to just start rolling with the cards?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to go with, and I wrote everything down on notes, and I'm going to be going off of what I wrote on my notes. So just, if it sounds weird, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So, okay, we're going to start with Dr. Jeff and his most pulled card. Good evening, Dr. Jeff. And his most pulled card was number 23, meaning and purpose. And I'm going to go ahead and read each card so we all know, you know, what that says, what it means. So the meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. the question is not what is the purpose always. I'm sorry, I lost my voice. What is the purpose of life? Rather, it is what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning slash purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof. So, you know, to me, this feels like a reminder that while our core values stay the same, the way we live them out is always growing and changing. And maybe this card kept showing up because he's continuing to step into like new ways of sharing who he is and making a positive impact on others. And it feels like encouragement to trust that like each new chapter is unfolding exactly as it's meant to be.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, and for those who don't know, Blind Outdoorsman on all social media platforms, that's Jeff.
Yes. So then we can move on to Dr. Kevin. Good evening, Dr. Kevin. So his most pulled card was number 4, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. The 3 laws of personal responsibility are, 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor. So, and this made me think, like, this feels like a reminder that every day gives us a chance to build on the choices that we've already made. And the card encourages taking ownership of our journey, like, while also recognizing that we have the power to shape what's next. And maybe it kept showing up because he's being reminded to trust himself and keep moving forward and know that each step is helping create the future that he's meant to experience.
Well, I know Kevin almost backed out of the play, so he decided
to
do it.
Right.
Yeah, good for you, Kevin.
Yeah. You know, I always find, and I remember reading that when he wrote that, and I was thinking, but I didn't get a chance to say that there's been so many times when I've, you know, needed to do something or signed up to do something, whatever the case may be. And right beforehand, I've been like, I don't want to do this. I don't think I can do this, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But every time I pushed myself and went through with it, I was like, why didn't I want to do this? It was great. You know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like just making yourself do it is you're going to feel so much better about it than if you like, cause the next day, excuse me, if you don't do it, the next day, you're just not going to be happy with yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
Also, Dr. Kevin had the most matches with that card, with number 4, past, present, and future, overall of everybody.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm. Audra's next. Good evening, Audra. Most pulled card for Audra was 39, education. And continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself. Then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experiences, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, that sure fits for Audra in this.
It does. I agree. And to me, it felt like a reminder that learning never really stops. Sometimes our greatest lessons don't come from a classroom; they come from everyday life. The challenges.
Well, she's got new staff and management and training. Mm-hmm. She's doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I feel like, you know, you get a lot more experience outside of a classroom, but not to say that you don't get, you know, you gain knowledge and you gain experience. There's the, you know, hand in hand. But, yep. And maybe this card kept showing up because she's in a season of growth, maybe gaining wisdom and experience that will continue to shape both her and the people around her.
Very cool.
Yeah. So next we have Donna. Donna was the most interesting to me because her most pulled card was the wild card entropy. But what really stood out was how many wild cards she had this year. She had the most. She had the most wild cards pulled, and she had more wild cards pulled than regular deck cards.
Wow.
So that's a lot of wild cards. So since there's only 9 wild cards in the whole deck, you know, I thought that was really interesting. You know, wild cards represent energy outside the norm. And we all have like seasons that don't look like the ones before them. And maybe this was one of those seasons for Donna, like looking at all of her wild cards together, paradox, blocks, the unknowable, and then some, and entropy. Those were the ones she had, and then she had multiples of some of those. And they almost tell a story of learning, like, to trust the process, even when things, like, don't make sense yet. So maybe this was the universe's way of reminding her that some of our biggest transformations happen when we're willing to keep moving forward, you know, without having all the answers. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, that's, and entropy, of course, is energy, right? Energy levels and keeping in balance. So,
and just the amount of wild cards that she kept getting was wild, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we have Dawn's most pulled card was number 8, balance and order. So with this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. So, and what stood out to me with this was that this card feels more like a compass than a correction. You know, I don't want to put it as a correction. It feels more like a compass. Like, it kind of makes me wonder if it was there to kind of gently remind her whenever life feels busy or uncertain, like coming back to her own center is where she'll find the answers. And maybe it wasn't showing up because like something was wrong, but because learning like just how powerful it is to stay centered and trust herself as, you know, life continues to unfold. And who knows, maybe that's one of her greatest strengths this year.
Good observations.
Thank you. I think, you know, I don't know, I could be completely off base. I'm not you.
I think it makes sense.
You're much better at this than I.
No, you're doing great.
Dr. Aaliyah is next. Hello out there, Dr. Aaliyah. Hopefully you're listening in the archives. So her most pulled card was number 20, deliberate intent. A simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for the attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing on your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is that you desire. It is not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not what you don't have. Release with patience. And what stood out to me with this is that this card feels like a reminder to stay focused on what really matters. It kind of makes me wonder if it kept showing up to encourage her, like to keep her attention on where she's headed instead of getting distracted by everything that can pull us off course. Maybe this card was reminding her that when we have a clear vision and we stay patient and keep taking steps forward, that we're often closer to our goals than we realize, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes total sense.
Okay, and so for our friends out there, that was like all we had that had any kind of patterns. And then we have the most pulled card across the first part of the year, which was number 4, past, present, and future.
Oh.
Which I thought was really interesting because even though we've all had different cards and different experiences, this one seemed to connect us all. Like, it kind of makes me wonder if many of us, like, have been reflecting on where we've been, like what we were talking about earlier, like where we are today and where we're headed next. And maybe the cards are reminding us that each day gives us another opportunity to learn from the past and make best choices that we can, you know, that we can in the present, and then continue creating the future that we hope for.
You know, I'd like to insert, Wendy, that for those who, you know, obviously you're not keeping track, but since December 17th, we have pulled 167 times. So what you're describing is with 167 times or 167 times for people over the duration. Now, I've pulled an extra 21 because sometimes I'll pull a double tarot, but there's 167. So when you're saying past, present, and future showed up the most 167 times, to me, that's significant.
I agree. I totally agree. And
what else did you glean from it?
Well, the most pulled wild card was wild card number 6, entropy. Mm. Okay, let's look at that for a second, because so the most pulled regular card, past, present, and future, was also Dr. Kevin's most pulled card. Right. And the most pulled wild card was entropy was also Donna's most pulled card. So, ooh. And those are two very different cards, but like together, they almost tell one story. Okay. Follow me. Just follow me.
Yeah. Go ahead. It makes sense to me.
So like past, present, and future says we have the opportunity to move forward through the choices that we make today. Entropy says some things have run their course and it's time to make room for something new. So one is talking about taking responsibility for our direction, and the other is talking about letting go of what no longer serves us. And that's a pretty powerful combination, right? So those two cards almost tell the same story from different perspectives. Like, one reminds us that today's choices help shape tomorrow, while the other reminds us that growth sometimes means letting go of what no longer is serving us. It kind of makes sense, like, to me to wonder, like, if the first half of the year has been preparing us, like many of us, for new chapters that are still unfolding.
Wendy, can I inject here? What you're saying is exactly in line with what I have in tarot. I'm going to tell you, okay, 78 cards in the tarot, 22 are major arcana. Of the major arcana, the most pulled cards was the Empress, and then behind in one was the World. That has everything to do with seed planting, opening up your world. The most pulled of the minor arcana and the suits by far, and for all the time that I've been tracking tarot, I've never seen this kind of a ratio, is the clubs, which are, you know, the wands, which is all about changes, making changes, and so many different capacity. Every single one of the clubs or wands were pulled. The other suits had one or two minor, like out. But clubs was all by far almost doubled what any of the other suits had
and
done.
And that totally just falls in line with what I got too. And you know what else falls in line? I was thinking, because I had my notes all ready to go before last week, last week's program when we had I'm sorry, Dr. Wilson.
Yes.
Dr. Norman Wilson. If you remember, like, this sort of falls in line. I was thinking about it at the time. I'm like, he's talking about exactly what my notes are talking about. Like, you know,
the
like
core.
Letting go of what's no longer serving us. And, you know, like I was like blown away. I was like, wow, now these cards are just like they're on point 100%.
You know, there's only one major arcana that was not pulled. And I went back in previous, you know, intervals that we pulled cards and done our patterning. Was the moon. It's the first time the moon has not been pulled. Every other major arcana was pulled. The moon has everything to do with secrets, hidden, the unknown. It's like people, I'm getting a general pattern that people are grounding themselves and looking for a direction and moving forward. You know, where people may have waffled in the past. Now, I'm not saying people don't have issues, stresses, you know, and challenges. I'm just saying that there is this, as you're saying, Wendy, an assessment and wanting to bring changes, wanting to look forward, wanting to put like seeds in the ground for themselves. And,
right.
And that's, I think that's enormous. It's a very, very big shift in overall energy that I see from previous times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very big. I felt like it was huge. Like I was so excited for tonight because I'm like, I just can't wait to share all this because it's so great. And
well,
I'm just like,
say,
I'm geeky about it.
Well, at this time last year, because I'm just pulling this up right now, like till July, we had pulled 173 cards or times that time. And the moon was there. Matter of fact, all the major arcana with it was there. And there's a pretty good balance in the diamonds, clubs, and spades, minus the hearts. You know, it's like people's energy might have been low. You know, it's like their spiritual energy uncertain. And, of course, that was kind of a crazy time in the world.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
That's
and
how I
now,
felt, too. I felt like I had that same feeling with our patterns last year. Yeah. And it didn't change much towards the end of the year either.
There was a minor shift.
Not much.
No, that's right. But this, mm-hmm. I'm really glad that we do seem to connect in the same lines.
We do. And we don't talk beforehand, y'all. We
no,
do not.
We have to tell that to people. We do not have a meeting and say, compare notes.
No.
We don't know. We're winging it as soon as we get here to say, oh, what do you have?
Yeah.
So in gleaning, like the overall patterns, is there anything else that kind of stood out to you?
Well, I want to say that I also love the fact that Dr. Donna and Dr. Kevin happened to be the people whose cards became the overall themes. Mm. Not because they're like more important than anyone else. I'm not singling nobody else. Nobody else. But because it reinforces the idea that everybody or every individual's journey contributes to the story of the whole group.
Yes.
You know, it almost always ties together. And sometimes it just blows my mind, you know? But like I said, I'm just kind of geeky about all the whole thing. Like I love the cards and that's why I started doing all this. But I think looking ahead, I have a couple different thoughts on it.
Right.
Like it kind of makes me wonder like if the second half of the year will be about putting these lessons into action.
Mm.
Like a lot of the cards we've seen so far have been about like awareness, responsibility, purpose, balance, and new chapters. And so maybe the first half of the year was helping us recognize what we needed to learn. And the second half would give us like opportunities to live what we've learned, you know. But then also, it kind of makes me wonder if we've all been preparing for something, you know, like not necessarily like one big event, but maybe a new chapter in our own lives. So I think it'll be interesting to see if the cards over the next 6 months begin to show us how all the lessons start coming together. So because if we think about the themes that we've already seen, past, present, and future, awareness, energy shift, purpose, education, deliberate intent, balance, transformation, like those are really destination cards.
Mm.
And they're their preparation cards. Like, it's almost like the first half of the year has been asking, like, who are you becoming? What are you learning? What do you need to let go of? What do you want to create? And where are you headed? And that naturally leads to the second half becoming sort of, okay, now what are you going to do with all that? You know, so I guess we'll find out together as the year unfolds.
Well, it's interesting you put it that way, too, because, you know, I'm taking what you're saying into what I'm gleaning. And it's like there's no mystery left anymore. Like last year, we could be racking our brains out trying to figure out what is going on. You know, what do I need to look at? What needs to be seen? So if you're more awake, you know, with the fact mm-hmm. that there's no moon card pulled. In the last, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that's amazing to me.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, okay, I know what the mystery was. The information is here. I get it. And now what am I going to do with that?
Uh-huh. I feel so much like more energized about like where the cards are going this year than I did last year.
Yes.
I struggled to find patterns last year. Like it was like, I don't know, but I feel like we're back. And that makes me happy.
No, I agree, Wendy. The least pulled cards of the major arcana is the Hermit, Death, and the Star. Now, telling you what those are, Hermit is real deep inner reflection. Death is rebirth, but you got to go through the, you know, that ending process first. And the Star, now Star is water going with the flow. It's like they only had one pull each. Mm-hmm. And I say, huh, when I put that together as a story, it kind of again aligns with what we've been talking about. So if we want to get hokey about it, the Star, wishing upon a star, you know, knight in shining armor, who's going to fix this for us?
It sounds like a Disney movie to me.
You know, the Hermit, I know I need to look inside, but how far and how long do I do that when it's time to get on with the show? You know, mm-hmm. it's like, because mm-hmm. we have to get on with it. There's so much other of the Emperor taking charge, the Hierophant getting in order, the Chariot moving forward, Wheel of Fortune and Justice, Temperance, being patient, Judgment, you know, keeping in balance. So that Wheel of Fortune too, being willing to take chances, you know, and willing mm-hmm. to step outside the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So if it's
I feel like that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly Jeff has done that. This year, yeah. So has Audra.
I have as well. I mean, it's been like, I know I've heard a lot of people actually like making major changes in their lives, especially as far as their career changes.
And it's uncomfortable. Like it's, can I do this? Oh yeah, I can.
People are challenging themselves. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was to me notable. Of the, I'm going to just touch on the minor arcana here for a minute. The most pulled of the minor arcana was the queen of clubs. Now, the queen of clubs is the overseer. Think of her as the mother earth. Now, that doesn't mean men can't do that too, because there's a feminine and masculine energy in all of us. And what it is the overseer, seeing the bigger picture. And it's not just about financial return. It's about value for value. You know, sometimes you have to take the least offensive thing to take a step forward, but you can see the long game.
Right.
You know, so taking those little steps forward, because she knows how to do that, that mother, clan mother kind of thing. She knows how to do that. And as the matriarch, she knows how to nurture things. So to me, that really stood out. And the second one of the clubs, was the ace of clubs, which is, you know, success is through achievement. Success is through accomplishments. So it's like you keep challenging yourself, keep moving forward, and you can see those little successes. And thanks, Kevin, for saying in the chat, He did push himself to do the theater, and he said, sometimes you gotta, you know, push yourself, and it turned out fine. So he's getting better at managing his demons. And I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we just, you know, I think you gotta find that, like, inner strength to make yourself do it, and then you're gonna be so much happier you did. That's how I am. Cause I, you know, I like to chicken out sometimes. I think we all like have that moment sometimes, but I know for a fact, at least I'm going to say for me, if I make myself do something that, you know, I was like scared to do or uncomfortable doing or whatever it was, if I make myself do it, I'm 100%, you know, happy that I did the next day.
I'm always like that when I make a commitment to do something. The last minute says, oh, that requires me to get dressed.
Yeah. So I'm not having a good enough hair day for this.
Yeah, I know. But no, Wendy, I totally am on board with what you're saying. And I think safe for both of us to say this year has a completely different energy.
It does. And I think it's good energy, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all know what's going on in the world, but as I have said many, many times, this is a correction year.
Mm-hmm.
At a micro and macro level. So whatever turbulence there is, you know, it's like we have to go through those turbulent times. So maybe last year and the year before is very uncertain in your individual lives, and lack of clarity, what does that mean to me? How do I place myself? And that's not to say more of that doesn't go on. It's just you have a clearer mind to know what challenges you're facing instead of the invisible ones.
Right, you know? I agree. And if we want to pull cards, I have my deck here.
I have my deck here. Michael, do you have anything?
We haven't let Dr. Michael even talk.
No, I appreciate it. As I was telling Wendy, I'm a little under the weather this evening, so it's been my absolute pleasure to sit back and listen to this engaging conversation. But yeah, you know, it might be. I don't know if you want. We have a few folks here. Wendy, do you and Vicky just kind of want to take it away from here? If you want to.
But Michael, do you have anything you might want to add in what we've been saying, or any observations that you've had?
Oh, no.
I'm good. He says, no.
He's like, okay. It's ladies' night. Go for it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm down for that. So thanks, yeah. Michael. But don't go away.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. He's our operator, so we can't go anywhere without Michael.
I can pull the oracle cards and you can do the talk.
Yes. Does anybody who's in the chat want their name pulled? Or, Wendy, let's start with you. Pull one for yourself. What do you got?
Okay. Let's see. I have a nice big circle all splattered all over the desk. So, number 30, greatness to deliver. So I'll go ahead and read that while everybody puts their names in the chat for their cards. Okay, greatness to deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and inspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world.
Well, and you got the Seven of Cups. So that's Seven of Hearts, Wendy. Sometimes it's discerning what's like a no longer the dream that you had, but more of a new kind of dream. So it's deciphering fantasy from what's like a practical dream. That makes sense. So you're now in your greatness to deliver, more certain, more clarity, and, you know, moving forward toward, it might be some your dreams from the past that you've aspired to might be slightly changed, mm-hmm. or you know, put you in a new direction. You know, yeah, with every experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I would say that I'm trying to get comfortable in a new role that I was previously not expecting. And so far as, you know, and I'm still doing a lot of, you know, things I was doing before, but I just have this one little thing that has stepped into my life that I'm trying to get used to. And so, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool. And I think as the year unfolds for you, you're going to add a couple of more things to your, I know you're not asking for this, but I feel like, you know, it's like you're juggling three things and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm always juggling 10. So what's five more, right? Dr. Vicky, would you like a card?
Oh my God. Let's do Audra first. Let's get through some names. We got Audra in the chat here, but thank you. Yes, we will at the end.
Okay. So Audra, I have for you number 6, respect for free will. Okay. Boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and not to overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
That's a great card. And, you know, to be followed up with the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Hearts, it's like checking in with yourself spiritually and your general philosophy, Audra. It's like, if I have free will, they have free will. You know, I know my boundaries. But we go back to preference versus principle, you know, all of Dr. Kelly's, you know, great little bits
well, big fan of those.
Yeah. Like just checking in with yourself as you're dealing with people. And, so I think that it might be in dealing, I know I'm being redundant, but it's as I'm thinking as I go, in situations, it's like, okay, you're free to do that if you want. Like they might be tripping over themselves, but oh well, you know, because mm-hmm. that's their free will, because that's how they have to learn that. But as long as it doesn't encroach on their boundaries. So yeah. I think it's a great reminder.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kevin.
Okay, let's see what we have for Dr. Kevin here. Number 8, balance and order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensure once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
Well, the Seven of Swords really has a duality. And one of it is, in this case, for your balance and order, someone or people or thing might be asking more of you than you can give or choose to give. So it's a matter of sometimes we do have to say no, or can you get back to me next week? You know, I can't say yes to that now. The flip side of that is something goes better than you expect, you know, that helps you to regain a better sense of balance and order. And even as I say that, Kevin, I think both apply. I think situations where you're, you know, in order to maintain your energy level, peace of mind, and that order in your life is knowing when to say no and say, oh, I didn't expect that turned out better than I thought. So I think this is a really interesting turn or curve for you. is beneficial. I feel really positive about it. So cool.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so we have Dr. Donna. I'm curious if she's going to get a wild card. Okay, what do we have? Okay, life skills. Trust and number 42, trust and integrity. So trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles. Soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Well, all the pages are communicator cards. And in this case, the Page of Cups and the Page of Hearts has to do, I think, with affection, consideration. So I'm going to go into personal relationships, Donna. And the first thing that came to the mind is, I've had this conversation with a few people lately, is when you find yourself in a situation to say, I've been your friend, but you're obviously not my friend. And I know of a friend going through it right now. She's known somebody for 45 years and things took a turn and she said, well, where did 45 years go? And I said, well, you've been her friend. She hasn't been yours. You know, and so sometimes that trust and integrity is that balance of value for value and energy. And so this is good. It's a communication teacher. And, you know, where is it that you could contribute as well more, you know, and I'm sure you do, but it's that, is it a two-way street? Now, that doesn't mean you turn people down if they're in need or you refuse them help if they need it, but to no longer emotionally invest in that which isn't also feeding you, if that makes sense. So I think that's the message tonight, Donna. I hope that applies. I hope I'm not stretching it, but that's where I go with it. So, well, that left a quiet air, didn't it?
I'm still here.
Okay, we have Dr. Jeff.
Oh, Dr. Jeff, he said, I guess I will take a card.
Of course.
Okay. For Dr. Jeff, I pulled Invoke the Counselor Within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you. I love that card.
I do too. And that with the Fool. The Fool is the first card of the whole tarot. The beginning, the leaping forward, taking chances. And that, of course, as long as you don't fall off the cliff, you know, but because there's always a flip side to everything. But that's not the case here. So I saw you in a video, an interview recently, Jeff, and you knocked it out of the park. You projected yourself. You were confident. You spoke your truth, and I thought, there's Jeff. Like, you've really evolved that, and I'm so happy for you. So invoking that counselor within and all this new beginning with new confidence, it's like every day is a do-over. Like, every day is like, oh, I'm doing this for the first time. And I think that's the way every day is. It should be. You know, when I sit down to do sessions with clients, I wipe out anything I know. It's like, this is fresh. It's new. I don't care if I've read for them before. I don't care how well I know them. Energy changes and everything shifts. So every time you're interviewed or interviewing someone else or making a presentation, you're making it new. It's like, this is exciting. It's fun. And being in that moment. So I really like that for you, Jeff. That's a great message.
It is. I like that too.
Okay, now you can pull one for me.
Yay! All right. It's been so long.
I know.
Since we pulled a card for you guys. And we should pull one for Dr. Michael, too. Since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Vicky, I have, what do you know? A wild card.
Sure.
Wild card number 7, Hope. It's one of our favorites right there. So hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. Love that card.
Wow. Well, then I have the 3 of Clubs. So that 3 of Wands is looking into the future. It's all about what do you see on the horizon. Now, honestly, you guys, I'm at an age where my grandson, I had him over the other day and we're driving him home and he mentioned something. So do you have anything on your bucket list? I said, oh, I'd like to go stand at the ocean, watch the whales, but no, I've done everything pretty much I wanted to do in this life that I could think of. And there's not a lot of things I desire or yearn for, but there is a lot I desire in the interactions with people, family. I have an awesome set of friends, and of course, coming on the show every Wednesday, you know, being a part of the school. And, you know, sometimes it's just getting through another day, right? So getting old is a full-time job, people. So it's, yeah, it's looking into the future. It's like, you know, I wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm still here. Let's go. I wonder what today will be.
It's an adventure. Everything, every day is an adventure. It's a new adventure.
Something. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Dr. Michael, what have we got for Dr. Michael?
Oh, my Let's goodness, y'all. Look at this. Another wild card. I got number 5, Don't Hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others. That does not sound like the Dr. Michael we know.
Well,
it must mean something opposite.
I happen to have a little insight, you know, in a situation or two. Like, you know, look, we all have to deal with things in everyday life, everybody. And sometimes people can be disillusioning or disappointing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of you, in order to cover that hurt, we want to get mad. So I'm notorious for that.
Those are facts,
yes.
I mean, just being human. It's just being human. That's all that is.
But the backup card for that, Michael, is the 6 of Clubs. I always call that a celebration. You know, it's like information comes to light. It's kind of that coming home after the battle, you know, and celebrating with the community and knowing where you belong and that sense of belonging. So, you know, no matter what goes on out there, it's like you've got peace in here. And I think that, you know, that message is simply saying, you know, like we all have to do for ourselves once in a while, it's coming back to the self and saying that's their problem. I don't think that they're acting right. I don't think they're thinking right. And they're causing harm and they don't know it. But that's not my world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that makes really good sense. I like that, Dr. Mickey.
It does. That's good stuff. This is fun. I should get cards drawn more often. It's also incredibly insightful. But that being said, I needed to hear that. So thank you very much. I appreciate you.
This has gone by so fast, Wendy.
I tell you what.
Always, always. You know, I say all the time it needs to be 2 hours, but nobody listens to me.
Well, I want to do it, but Dr. Vicky said no.
Look, Dr. Michael could do the first hour, and I'll do the second hour. And Dr. Vicky's in it for two.
Oh, my. No, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You've been reading up a lot on CERN and stuff, haven't you, Wendy?
You know, I wanted to. I really wanted to, and then life took over, and I haven't had a chance for any kind of fun this week or last 2 weeks, really.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little more about CERN.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I really am. So I'm going to do my homework this week.
Well, I have done a bit of research, and I have listened to some of the conspiracy theories. Oh, you know, there's just so much to tell. But you know, we're going to do the overview, and maybe in the chat we can have some feedback on what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really relevant subject for the moment. You know, could it explain the Mandela effect like they're talking about out there in the world? Could it affect the energy shifts right now? Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that kind of equipment can all shut down in one day. I think that they've, over a period of weeks, have shut it down, which would be in line with some dreams and stuff I've been having, alternate realities.
Very interesting.
And those are the things we want to talk about next week. And I, you know, Wendy, thank you for doing what you do. I know that, you know, it puts you in a position of kind of being responsible, and we depend on you, but we appreciate you. And,
no thanks is necessary. I really enjoy it. You know, it brings a smile to my heart, if that makes sense.
Yes. Mine too. So there we go.
I love it so much.
You are appreciated, Wendy. And
thank you.
We're going to do this again in late December, however the Wednesdays fall.
Yeah.
But we're going to have you on meanwhile, again. Have you back, and we'll talk about something pretty cool, because, you know, Wendy's got an arsenal of topics up her sleeve. She is an avid researcher, investigator, and is curious more than most.
It's my dirty little passion, I call it.
But I enjoy it, so.
Yeah.
it's so fun.
And I'm looking forward to that, too. Hey, anytime we can get Wendy on, that is going to be a good discussion, I tell you.
It is.
So, it is
anytime
that time of the evening.
Guys want me to come on, you know, I'm always here for you.
I appreciate it. We love you, Wendy. And we are definitely going to take you up on that, believe you me. But yeah, it's that time of the evening. So, I'm going to just say thank you. Thank you to Wendy White. Thank you to Dr. Vicky Hunter. Thank you for letting me listen and kind of be a member of the audience tonight. It was, you guys do good stuff. I'm telling you. And that producer, that producer is just excellent.
Yeah, he is.
More or less. You know, awesome. Listen, we grade on a curve. But anyway, so I just want to say thank you to everybody that's joining us tonight. Thank you, Wendy, for such a wonderful discussion and presentation, and Dr. Vicky to you as well. We're going to have that discussion on CERN next week. We're going to have another guest the week after, and it is going to be a good month. And then we're going to have Dr. Kelly on the first Wednesday of August. So looking forward to some stuff coming up. But I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us live. It is just wonderful seeing you in the chat, wonderful to get that dynamic, interactive experience with you. And I just want to let you know how much I appreciate it. So can't wait to catch up with you next week. And until then, listen, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.